Next week, WUWM will present a series on aging and wellness. We'll explore how people can best position themselves to live long, healthy lives. As a kickoff, we thought we'd ask our colleagues at the radio station if they're on the right track. If they are any indication of the general population, people are thinking ahead and paying keen attention to the older crowd. We start with two voices you hear frequently on WUWM, Susan Bentz and Mitch Teich.
I imagine that my life will be rich and full and that I'll be healthy, I hope, because I'll work at it and then it'll take a little luck besides.
Are you taking steps now to ensure or increase the chances that happens?
I think I am. This comes from my parents. I've always tried to eat well. I've always enjoyed exercising. So I walk when I can, I swim, I do a little yoga, I ride my bike. So I'm hoping the fact that I'm sort of tuned into it that will pay off in the end. If it doesn't, I've had a good time trying.
It's a big question mark for me, really. As someone who has chronic health issues, my old age is something that I've thought a lot about and has never come completely into focus.
So when we're working on this series about aging as well as possible, what comes to your mind?
What comes to my mind is always being on top of what's new in medicine and being especially interested in the research that's being done now and how it might affect my life or my family's life in 15 or 20 years.
Bonnie North from Lake Effect went through a remarkable transformation within the past few months. Her 50th birthday was the catalyst.
Yeah, I lost 25 pounds because I started training for a marathon earlier this year. I ran the Milwaukee Marathon. The 50th birthday was the big kick. It was the thing that said, now's the time, because once I turned that corner into that decade, there was some emotional thing that said to me, you know, you've got to get it together now. And then it will just make it that much easier to keep doing it and to stay healthy.
Lori Loomis.
Lori, do you think a lot about what life is going to be like when you're older?
Yes, I do. I think about what it would be like to not do the things I'm doing now. So I want to make sure that I continue to take care of myself so that I can travel and go out and be social with my friends. And I want to be able to continue to do those things way into my 80s and 90s.
So what types of things do you do now?
Well, I've continually been a member of Weight Watchers for 5 years now, and I walk and move a little bit more. And also, I'm an avid reader. You have to keep your brain going. My mom, she'll be 66 this month. She retired, but she keeps a part-time job so that she gets out of the house. She reads and travels and is social, and I want to be like that when I'm 66.
My name is Joshua Sather. I am the IT specialist here at WWM.
Do you think much about being an older person?
Quite a bit, actually. I've had a few grandparents die in the last year, and it really has given me pause to think about aging and my own mortality. Look at two examples of people that I knew, my grandmother and her friend Betty. Her friend used to swim a mile every day on the lake, run, walk, whatever. When she died, it was very fast. My grandmother lived for quite a bit longer, but she had a lot of health problems. If she had perhaps been more active and less sedentary, it wouldn't have been quite the same issue.
And now in the marketing office, we have
Cynthia Akey. One of the things I really got into is doing more exercise, actually building a weight training program, and got involved with yoga and became a yoga instructor.
So you think that will pay off when you're older?
It should. My grandmother lived to 99 in her own apartment just by staying as active as she could.
Is it all physical?
No, there's a lot of staying informed on health issues and what my parents are going through and my siblings so that I can see what could potentially happen to me.
Tom May, our chief engineer.
I read a couple years ago that having a primary health care provider is a good thing to do to prepare for the future. So I've been getting, you know, physicals on a regular basis, and I've decided to stay active, and I got a gym membership, and I try to go swimming at least twice a week.
Are either of you planning financially for long-term care, long-term disability, anything like that?
Actually just had that conversation with my agent. She just wanted to bring up those kinds of ideas as far as long-term care, just to start looking at policies now, because the younger you get in, the less expensive it can be